tell you one story, and I'll tell you a shot I had yesterday which relates to this. The story is that when the Stapler printed his first sefer as a young man, open the window. When he printed his first sefer as a young man, so this Chazonish was so despoiled, he heard a sefer which was printed somewhere, and I think she was Navardik, I think it was, that he said, I want to meet this person. I want to marry my younger sister, still single. Just based on the sefer that he wrote. So he arranged that he should come to meet the youngest sister, I think her name was Rebbetzin Miriam, Karelitz, come meet the, on a date, sure. But this, you don't understand this hasmoda of the disciples, not shaya hasmoda. So he saw it and he said like this, you know, it's ridiculous. I have a long train ride, and it's hard to learn on the train, get on the train. See, what I'll do, I'll sleep on the train. That's when you go on the train and sleep, we all know that. So I'll sleep on the train, see, and he learned up, I think, 36 hours in a row or something like that. And then he said, okay, now I'll go on the train, I'll sleep for 12 hours, and I'll be all refreshed for, but it's b'cheshva, no? Shmak. Comes to the train, he was choshish, the seats were shatness. He's also a big medakar of the disciple. So he couldn't sit down, he couldn't sleep, couldn't sit down, it was shatness. So he stood up, I don't know why, how much he sleep standing up. He comes off the train, okay, let's have a date, start. Comes in the date, and he falls asleep. Cold. He has up 48 hours. That's shaykh. So this Rebbe said, Miriam tells the brother, listen, it could be a goyan idea, it could be a big talmud chacham. I'm not going out with a guy who on the first date he falls asleep right away. What are you doing to me? As I'm in battling, as I'm in tzaddik, I can't go out with him. So the Hanif was really, I'm hugging us, sleepless. What kind of guy is this? He didn't know what to do. So he talks directly. What happened over here? He told him the story. He told the story back to so the shidduch. Okay, fine. That's a story. It's the greatness. Some of the greatness of the disciple. But it happened yesterday. A guy comes over to me in the middle of shalosh shudus with his big shalosh shudus. Some of the guys. Oh, guys in my house for Shabbos. No, the cooking was good. Okay. Well, Hashem. So now that I told you, now you got the good report. I don't know what's, okay. So a guy comes over to me, says he has to go to Japan. His name's in Japan. And he can't get out of Japan before Shabbos. He's stuck Shabbos in Japan. So what should he do? His brother-in-law, the Talmud of mine, is in the shul, told him I have problems about Japan. He said, you better have problems about Japan. What's the problem with Japan? Said, I don't know when Shabbos is in Japan. I think my colleague is where the dateline is. You know, he must have heard about this dispute. So what should I do? I said, leave. Just don't stay for Shabbos. He said, but I can't help it. I have meetings. You know, today the global village, there's a business guy, meetings. Can't get out in time. I told him keep 2 days Shabbos. Anyone of my balbada goes to Japan, then the Shabbos, I tell him 2 days. Hawaii, 2 days. Hawaii is Friday and Shabbos, Friday and Saturday, and Japan is Saturday and Sunday. 2 days. He said, so what do I do? So I make Kiddush twice, I light candles twice, I do, what do I do? I said, no, the sect, you keep Shabbos Saturday. Because that's when everyone in Japan is keeping Shabbos. The Japanese, Yidden are keeping Shabbos. And that's what we call Saturday. Sunday, I said, you don't do any malach. So you should daven a weekday davening and put on tefillin. Just what they call it, a day and a half. Yeah. For the Israelis, right? A day and a half. But that the second day, don't do any malacha. That's what you should do. Shame. That's what I told them.
That's all the problem.
But yeah, either way, that's whichever way he wants. Fine. So comes along, and guy sitting next to me says, wait a minute. I went to Abraham Kanievsky to ask him the shayla. He said exactly that's his type of son. He said exactly the reverse. Have to keep Sunday is the real day. Shabbos, you just if you want to be makbi, you should just do malachas. So that's the answer. Rav Chaim has to grow up in the Chazanish's house. He's the one who went against everybody else in his time. Not everyone else. The Brisker have also held that way. And Rav Chaim had also held that way. That it's the dateline is the other side of Japan, between Japan and Yerushalayim. So so that's what he told him the other way around. Since I don't know who's right. I have no idea. I have such a big shot. I have no clues,
really,
right?
What can the DR really
let us know this? Figure out. It's a halacha question. It's a halacha question. Where's the dateline? It's the Balamor says that the dateline is 90 degrees east of Yerushalayim. We know that. The line goes through China. So lucky. We're very lucky, mamash, not by much, that Shanghai just made it. The Kodesh Baruch Hu made a Shkacha process. Shanghai just to the, on the map, just to the, to the west of that line. So everyone agrees that Shanghai, where all the years lived for years, everyone agrees that Shanghai starts Shabbos before Yerushalayim. Right? And then, before Europe, and before New York, and before everybody else. So it begins there. But there's actually three machlokes. According to the Briskarov, you draw a line right through Siberia. And he held that the Yidnu in Siberia had to keep Shabbos on Sunday. Because, you know, Siberia goes further east than Shanghai, for example. So it just goes past the line, past the line. You look at the map, you'll see. So Chazanish said, no, that's ridiculous. How can it be in one speck of earth here, I'm here, you're here, like the Shabbos, the Vach. And I'm just starting Shabbos, the ending Shabbos, that can't be. So Chazanish said, based on certainly shown him, that it extends to the end of the land mass. So the end of the continent. The famous Chazanish, so the end of Siberia, end of China, no matter where the line is, you go to the, even Australia. Australia, the line cuts. So the whole Australia, called the Chazanish, is still, you know, like the Goyim says. It's they're before Yerushalayim. They're ahead of us, and everybody else. But, says the Chazanish, any island, such as Japan, which is an island, it's off the landmass. Japan should not be treated like Chinese landmass, which would be like the other, like the Philippines and like Hawaii and like a little island off the coast of Los Angeles, and then later than everybody else. That's the thing. Others say the Chasnish did the Balam. You don't pass it to Balamor, but we pass like some other Rishonim who they are. I haven't found them yet. Who say the date line is halfway around the world from Yerushalayim, not a quarter of the way. Halfway around Yerushalayim is about the center. No, if that's the case. So Hawaii, which by the National Convention is the same as Los Angeles, right? Because you go 180 degrees from Yerushalayim, not from Greenwich, but from Yerushalayim, you find Hawaii will be the other side. So it's first before anything else. So the guy goes, I went to Hawaii for a vacation. Is it business in Hawaii too these days? I hope not. So he went on vacation. Don't go. Don't go. Didn't listen to me. What? 2 days. What's 2 days? Friday and Saturday. Because what they call Friday, according to the other poskim who argue the Chazanish, those who held it 180 degrees, so that's already Shabbos. Stay where you are. Stay in Eretz Yisrael, safe. Even America, you can make a case. Sure, you can make a case. I once saw this case actually made. Wild case. In America, Friday is Shabbos. How do you make your case? Well, it's very simple. The Bering Strait was, as you probably know from your history books, was originally a one land bridge. It was connected. So at that point in time, when there was a Bering Strait, it was connected by land, which I think everyone, I think all the time there's a masking to that, I think. I don't know, there's been arguments. I'm not talking about these, whatever. There are marbles, Parsha Shavua. Before the marbles. But after the marble, they say, so you can argue that it's one land mass. And then everything's just, you know.
Maybe it changes.
Then, another svar. There's even another svar. I think Rav Kasher says, in the Sefer, what do we call it? I forgot what it's called. With the tape line and halacha. He says it doesn't depend not upon 90 degrees, not upon 180 degrees. It all depends when the world began. Again, this is Pasha, Barah Flaga. The world began to disperse from the cradle of civilization in the Middle East. People start going this way, start going that way. So he hypothesizes what he calls Kov Shei Mizrach met Kov Shei Mairuv, in other words, when they were coming from different sides. So that's exactly where the dateline is. So he figured people would spread from the Israel and that Babel area towards Europe, right, and Northern Africa, towards Gibraltar, and, you know, and say England, from one side. And then they went to Asia on the other side. What about America? So he's just working with an assumption. Christopher Columbus discovered America and all of the other people. So therefore, that's why America is the same as Europe. Just a few hours later. Oy. But if you hold the way that many scientists hold, that the Kovshe, America was not Nichbash Meha Mizrach, right, from Europe. It was rather nichbash where from Asia, the Bering Strait, right? That they came over to either whether out straight or out landmass, or they went a little ferry across, not like whatever one may be. So then it could be even according to him, the other way around. I don't know. We assume that. I don't know. We don't assume that. But one of many reasons, we don't assume that he's wrong. Right? Let's not make Soros in America when Chavez is. I just got sidetracked. I'm talking about the greatness of the Chazon Ish. He was such a gadol that he was very. It all started when he was stuck one Yom Kippur in Japan. That's when it all started. It was Yom Kippur in Japan. All the home Miriam Yeshiva was in Japan, Yom Kippur. And everyone told him, follow the meaning in Japan. Because there were Jews there for 30 years beforehand. Whatever it is. It's what they call Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, they call Thursday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Whatever they call. And the Chazon sent the telegram the other way around. The other way around. I think it's was four words. Ichlu b'rivi b'tzumu b'chamishi. Which means Wednesday, when everyone else thinks Yom Kippur, is really this is not Yom Kippur. It's not really Wednesday. It's really Tuesday, and Sumu Bachamishi and fast on Thursday, which the Japanese call Thursday, which is really Wednesday. That's what he said, something like that. Something like a forward telegram, and there's a whole tumult. So many people, is it? They fasted 2 days. They fasted. Wow.
Time's gone.
Wow. That's dangerous. Yeah.
I think when Rebekah Lovitch was here for Shabbos.
Oh, told the story?
He said they kept Shabbos, they kept Shabbos, and Sunday they were using their rises.
Oh, so I said, okay. Well, that's what I said. Not just, so, really? I thought it was just a kippah. They were using their rises on Shabbos. Wow.
On Sunday.
I mean, on Sunday, right. I'm saying, that's, and it's went on for a year, not just a one day on kippah. Again. Wow. You see, the Chazon's opinion was valid. That's exactly what I told this guy to do. And the Chazon Ish said the other way around. Don't keep Sunday is Shabbos, and you want to be mouth like other Rabbonim. Okay, keep the rice on Shabbos. On Saturday, but they call it. That's how you look at it. Anyway, go back to the Bava Metzia. So yes, the Chazon Ish is Shailah.